During last year's mayoral race, Bill de Blasio promised to address big picture issues like income inequality and universal pre-K. So he raised some collective eyebrows when he told reporters what one of his first initiatives as mayor would be.
We are going to quickly and aggressively move to make horse carriages no longer a part of the landscape in New York City. They're not humane. They're not appropriate to the year 2014. It's over. So just watch us do it now.
Host Jon Stewart poked fun at de Blasio's plan when the new mayor appeared on Comedy Central's The Daily Show soon after taking office.
Will this be your Gitmo? Will this be?
De Blasio told Stewart that horses, city traffic, and pollution don't mix, prompting audience applause.
Well, let me then, this brings up an interesting point. Should we even be living here?
What?
Because it is a little... No. Sometimes I look at their stable and I go like, what do you think they'd go for, $1,600 a month? What do you think?
One of the city's four carriage horse stables is just around the corner from the Daily Show studios on West 52nd Street. I arrive unannounced at the threshold of the oversized Clinton Park stable doorway and walk in. It looks like I've stumbled into Cinderella's parking garage with rows of fancy carriages lined up against whitewashed walls. Driver John Michnay is on his way upstairs to get one of his horses. He asks a manager if I can come along.
We got the lady from Radio Station. She wanted to see the horses, okay?
I walk up a graded ramp to the second floor stables. The stalls appear clean and roomy, 8 by 10 feet, with freshly laid hay and clean water available.
You're going to know he's my horse because I'm going to call his name and he's going to answer me.
Okay.
All right, put the radio on. Scooby!
The tawny-colored horse snorts and shakes his thick yellow mane. He cocks his head and nudges my microphone, looking alert and attentive.
Scooby! Yeah, Scooby!
But State Senator Tony Avella, who represents parts of Queens, is concerned about what we can't see at the stables. Despite more than 100 pages of city regulations on horse care, Avella says officials fail to adequately enforce the laws and have shunned his requests for more information.
Double digits of horses just disappear from the records. We have no idea how many horses are really injured and are just dying unless the media is there and happens to catch it.
The NYPD did not respond to WNYC's requests for information about arrests related to carriage horses. The city health department said it issued 16 violations to carriage horse owners in fiscal year 2013, mostly on paperwork issues. Consumer Affairs said it issued no violations. Carriage horse drivers point to the small number of infractions as proof that a potential ban on their industry is not about animal welfare. They say their horses are caught in a bigger brawl over real estate and the politics of New York City's last mayoral election.
We all agree on one thing. Remember your ABQs, anybody but Quinn.
ABQ, anybody but Quinn, shouts the crowd at last spring's rally, referring to Christine Quinn, the one-time mayoral frontrunner. The chanters all had disparate interests, but united to attack Quinn. During the campaign, the group talked way more about term limits and living wages than about animals. But the rally links back to carriage horses because the co-founder of the Quinn attack group was Stephen Nislik, the same guy who founded the anti-horse carriage group called NY Class, New Yorkers for Clean, Livable, and Safe Streets. This is the group's executive director, Allie Feldman.
We ran the Anybody But Quinn campaign. On top of that, we helped elect 39 pro-animal city council members.
The effort, funded in large part by Nislik, crushed Quinn's chances to become mayor. Quinn's campaign strategist, Josh Isay, told a crowd at a Harvard University forum that Nislik was involved in the anti-Quinn campaign to advance a potential real estate deal. Nislik is the former CEO of Edison Properties, a real estate group that owns, among other holdings, Manhattan Mini Storage.
He wanted the places that the horses are kept, the stables in the city, he wanted those sold so that he could buy them for his garages. So he decided to spend $1 million.
Nislik turned down WNYC's request for an interview. But Feldman, the NY Class executive director, says Nislik has no interest in the stables from a real estate perspective.
I guess simply because his name at one point was associated with real estate, the desperate, sad carriage drivers decided to create this ridiculous conspiracy theory that he wants to turn the stables into condominiums. It's 100% false.
But stable owner Cornelius Byrne doesn't believe it, especially since his building stands to balloon in value when the number 7 subway expansion moves forward later this year.
Anybody that's in the real estate business today in New York City, this is the greatest opportunity for them to get onto the west side of Manhattan. This is the new Gold Coast, as Mayor Bloomberg called it.
While M.Y. Klass and other animal rights activists may succeed in getting the mayor to ban horse carriages this year, that might not actually be what's best for the horses. Most of the New York carriage horses are older. They're often put up for sale at auctions in Pennsylvania Amish country. Neela McCracken of Saddlebred Rescue says ending the carriage industry here will give these horses one less option when they're up on the auction block.
The rescues, which I also operate one, we are short on dollars and long on horses. So I see, if you end that, a whole bunch of horses being shipped straight to slaughter because there's no place for them to go.
M.Y. Klass promises to rescue the city's current crop of carriage horses. But a citywide ban would likely limit options for future horses that would no longer be able to pull carriages through Central Park. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.